Okay, good morning, brothers, sisters in Christ and friends.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我靠着我们主耶稣的名来欢迎大家。
And may God's name be praised.
愿神的名得到颂赞。
May His favor be upon you and me this day.
愿他的恩惠今天临到我们每一个。
Before I begin the sermon proper,
在我开始今天的讲道之前
，I have something that I need to explain. Apparently,
很显然我需要解释一件事。
And that is this thing around my thumb.
就是解释它这个大手指上戴的一个东西。
So this is okay. This happened when I was in California for a wedding in February.
这是在今年二月份我去加州参加一个婚礼。
And I attended a church on Sunday.
那个、
Thank God.
感谢主，那个周日呢，我参加了一个教会的聚会。
And they have a bookstore that sells things Christian.
那个教会呢，它有一个附属的图书馆，卖很多这种基督教相关的东西。
And so I saw this ring.
我就看到了这个戒指。
And I've been looking for a ring for a while.
我其实已经好像想买一个戒指有一段时间了。
But it's not to make my fingers look prettier.
并不是说为了让我的手指看起来更好看。
Or to bring attention to myself.
或者是让吸引大家更多的注意我。
But really the heart has been, what, is there a symbolic token that I could get so that I'm further reminded I am of Christ?
我其实是想给我自己一个记号，让我不断地提醒自己我是属于神的。
So when people start asking, I say, well, this is in a way my engagement ring.
所以当人们来问我的时候呢，我就说从一定的程度上讲呢，这像是我的一个订婚戒指。
And some ask, wait, isn't the bride the one wearing the ring?
因为作为主耶稣基督的新娘，我们不是应该戴一个戒指吗？
And I was thinking, yeah, well,In the biblical understanding, we are His bride.
是的，按照圣经的这个解释，我们都是神，都是耶稣的新娘。
So it is fitting that I would wear a ring.
所以呢，我戴这个戒指。
As the bride.
像作为主耶稣基督的新娘，我戴这个戒指也是很合适的。
And the reason why it's on my thumb is only because the ring is too big for any other fingers.
之所以戴在大拇指上，是因为它太大了，戴别的手指都不合适。
And on the ring, I mean, I could show you later if you're curious, but it has 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 10 to 18 engraved on it.
如果你们想看的话，下来可以仔细看一看，在这个戒指上，它刻着提摩太书，
前书第六章十到十八节。
Okay, 六章十到十八节。
On the one side it says, "Men of God," and on the other it says, "Follow after Christ, fight the good fight."
OK, 在这个戒指的一面呢写的是属神的人，在另一面呢写的是为神打那美好的仗。
So I hope this relieves you or leaves you of some worries or concern or even curiosity.
所以我希望这个解释让大家不再有好奇或者是什么怀疑。
So that today when I preach is not like, what's that ring? What's that ring?
所以这样当我今天讲到的时候，大家不会说诶他怎么戴着戒指了。
But I've also come to understand a little more of what it means to put on a ring.
我也通过这个经历，我也体会到什么叫做戴上一个戒指的感受。
So I think by God's grace, I'm now more understanding towards married couples who may forget to put back their ring.
所以也想提醒在座已婚的各位，戴上你们的戒指。
哦，不是，
不是。
我比较能够了解到说，为什么有些已经已婚的，有时候会忘记把戒指带回去。Because for example, if I'm like washing dishes, I'll take it off, and then 2 hours later, I was like, "Where's my ring?"
因为经常会忘掉，比方说我去洗洗碗，然后呢，两个小时之后会忽然发现，耶，我的戒指哪里去了
？But I've also the understanding that.As much as this is a physical reminder,
这个戒指呢是一个身体上的这么一个提醒。
But the true commitment really is already engraved in our hearts.
但是真正的向神的委身是在我们的心里。
That by God's grace, He has given us a new heart of flesh.
靠着神的恩典，他给我们了一颗新心。
All right, so enough about the ring.
好了，对于戒指的解释够多了。
Well, I have one question for all of us. Switching topics now.
现在给大家一个问题。
How many of you have been tripped up by something or someone?
你们中间有谁被某件事或者是某件人绊，或者某个人绊倒过？
Maybe it is because there's a prank like April Fool's yesterday.
这个被绊倒呢，也许是源于一个恶作剧，就好像昨天刚刚过的愚人节。
Maybe you've actually stepped on a loose shoelace and fell down.
也可能呢，你的鞋带开了，你不小心被绊倒。
Or just like during the exam, total brain freeze.
或者是在一个考试中，你忽然之间头脑一片空白。
So how many of you have been tripped up by something or someone?
所以你们中间有多少人是被某件事或者某个人绊倒过？
I would follow that question with, how many of you actually enjoy being tripped up, especially when it is very important?
接下来的一个问题就是说，你们谁对于被绊倒的这件事是很享受的，尤其是这件事很重要。
Well, we can think about that for a little bit.
我们可以花一点点时间想一想。
For me, two of the track and field events that I get nervous watching are these two.
对我来说呢，有两样田径比赛是我看得让我非常激动的。
或者是紧张。
或者很紧张。
One is the women's 100 meters hurdles, and the other is the men's 110 meters hurdles.
一个是女子100米的障碍跑。 还有一个就是男子的110米跨栏跑。
When the races are completed successfully,
当这个比赛是很顺利进行的时候,
the way that the athletes so gracefully glide over the hurdles, that's a beauty to behold.
我们看到那些运动员就是那么轻巧的那样越过那些个跨栏，那是一个非常美妙的图案。
So if you go to YouTube and you look up Liu Xiang,
所以你如果到 YouTube 上看看刘翔的赛跑，
gorgeous，
漂亮极了。However,
so many times，
但是呢，很多时候，
there comes this heartbreaking stumble，
我们会看到那些让人心碎的那种摔倒绊倒。And
perhaps it's the most heartbreaking if it's on the very very last hurdle，
如果这个绊倒是发生在最后一个栏杆上呢，就尤其让你觉得为他惋惜心痛。Because
really, just about three or four more steps, and there was that finishing line, or even a medal, or even the gold medal.
因为再有那么三四米，你就冲到那个终点线，而且很可能你就拿到那个奖牌，甚至是金牌。And
rarely do we hear the commentators go, ah, ha, 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 the athlete fell down.
我们几乎很少会听到这些评论员或者是观众会说，哎呀，你看那个人就是好像幸灾乐祸的笑他。But
rather there's this shock and silence that just go, oh no.
我们更多听到感到的是整个观众席都是一种静默，一种惊讶，一种惋惜。Because
I think we personally we can feel the pain.
因为我们作为旁观者，其实我们也可以感同身受到那个痛。And
I really don't know if any one of us would enjoy this heartache of so close yet so far.
我想我们也每个人都会体会到那种惋惜，就是说离那个得胜获奖就那么一步之遥，却又是遥不可及。And
in fact, Oh, it's not working anymore. Oops. But I'm also right written there. I'm also hopeful that we do not wish others such a heartache.
我也希望我们不要做那个希望这种不幸发生在别人身上。
And that is to stumble and to miss out on the prize or finishing the race.
就是说这种因为跌倒，然后呢，失去了这个荣誉，失去无法完成这个比赛。
Jesus Christ taught the disciples.
耶稣教导他的门徒,
if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
耶稣说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。He
continues to say, woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble.
他接下来说，这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒。
Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come.
绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away.
倘若你的一只手或是一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire.
你缺一只手或是一只脚进入永生，强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。
And if your eyes causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它剜出来丢掉。
It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell.
你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里。
And we heard it right.
我们听的是准确无误的。
Because Jesus Christ has very strong words for both the ones who stumble his followers, as well as his followers who carelessly stumble.
因为耶稣对那些绊倒别人或者自己漫不经心自己跌倒的人有一个非常强烈的这种谴责。
To stumble means to sin.
这个绊倒呢，在这里其实就是和犯罪是同义的。
And to sin is not only to do something that is wrong.
犯罪呢，不仅仅是做一件错误的事。
It is that in whatever that with the conduct, it has removed our presence from God.
他同时呢，也是说，我们不管做什么，我们在做这个过程中，我们是与神远离的。
We tend to think, oh, to sin means to eat of the fruit of good and evil.
但我们有的时候会想，哦，这个犯罪就是去吃的那个辨别善恶树的果子。
But the sin that came into the world was the separation between man and God.
但是当这个罪进入世界的时候呢，这个人和神就有了这个分离。
And so to stumble means to sin, which means that we've now placed a distance between ourselves and the Holy God.
也就是说，当这个我们犯罪的时候，我们跌倒的时候，我们就把我们和神用一个不可逾越的鸿沟分割开来。
And so Jesus has such strong words when it comes to the act of stumbling because he knew it is not only heartbreaking but also life-breaking.
耶稣之所以用这么强烈的词来谴责这些绊倒人或者自己绊倒的这些事，就是因为，
不只是让人心
碎。对，不仅仅这个。经历是让我们心碎，同时呢，它是破坏我们的生命。
Life breaking，
让我们的生命破碎。
Which is why it is so important that we are careful not to stumble。
因此呢，我们要非常小心，不要去绊倒人。
And if we think that we are only responsible for our own lives, we are partially right。
如果我们认为我们仅仅对自己的生命负责的话呢，我们只是局部的对了。
Because Jesus brings us our selfish nature into an attention to know that we are also to care for the well-being of others.
因为耶稣让我们跳出这种仅仅是专注在自己身上的这个圈子，而让我们想到我们对别人也有责任。
And so we must be also very careful to not stumble others.
所以我们必须很小心，不要去绊倒别人。
And these others refers to the followers of Christ.
而这个绊倒别人的别人是指谁呢？是指的耶稣基督的跟随者。
And by the words of Christ, stumbling a Christian as well as carelessly stumbling as a Christian, both carry the same eternal consequence of fearsome divine judgment.
对于一个绊倒别人的人，以及一个自己漫不经心把自己绊倒的人，他们都面临着同样的严重的这个就是这种属天的审判。
And the divine judgment is so fearsome.
这个属天的审判是如此的猛烈。
That Jesus says it is better to either die of a terrible physical death or to suffer severe physical disfigurement.
因为这个审判是如此的惨烈，所以耶稣说你们宁可就是身体受苦，或者是哪怕就是肢体不全。
He's using imagery that we can't relate or even imagine and telling us that, let's be serious here, divine judgment is no joke.
耶稣用了一些我们可以就是想象得到的一些画面，比方说断手断脚没有眼睛，让来以此来提醒我们这种属天的审判是多么的残酷。
I once saw a work of an artist.
我有一次看到一个艺术家的作品。
And it says something like this.
上面写的这样的话。
I've been to hell and back and I enjoy it.
写的说我去到了地狱，我又回来了，我还挺享受这个过程。
I shudder at those words.
这个话让我真是不寒而栗。
Because it sounds bold and cool.
这个话表面上看起来好像是很酷，好像很大胆。
But in a way, it demonstrates the ignorance of what hell actually is.
但是从另一个程度上讲呢，它其实反映了这个艺术家对地狱的无知。
Because I could tell you, hell is like chopping off your hand without anesthetics.
说地狱就像是什么
I could tell you that hell is like chopping off your hands without anesthetics. 没有不用麻醉药就把你的手砍掉、
okay.
就是地狱正如就是把你的手砍掉而且不用麻醉药 And you say, oh, that's painful.
你会觉得哎呀那真是太痛苦了
And then I can go on to tell you that actually hell is worse than that.
我可以继续告诉你，地狱其实比那个还要可怕。
And by then you'd be like, I'd rather have my hands chopped off.
你如果真的知道地狱有多么可怕的话，你会宁可把你的胳膊砍掉。
And so, in a way, we must learn to praise God for giving us such hard truths.
我们必须要感谢神，他给了我们这样的一个残酷的，但是一个准确的真理。
That in fact, when Jesus tells us about divine judgment and eternal fire, it is His compassion toward us.
当耶稣告诉我们这种属天的审判以及那些永火的时候，他是出于同情来告诉我们的。
Because Jesus, he knows of the life-breaking consequence of both causing a Christian to sin, as well as for a Christian to carelessly sin.
因为耶稣知道一个绊倒别人或者是自己漫不经心绊倒自己的基督徒，他们的后果是多么可怕。
So he graciously gives us these severe words.
所以他很充满恩典地给了我们这些严厉的话语。
So that we may have life and not death.
这样的话，这样的结果是我们可以有生命而不是死亡。
Joy and not sorrow.
快乐而不是悲伤。
Contentment and not regrets.
满足而不是遗憾。
Let us go to our Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来到主的面前祷告。
Our dear Abba.
亲爱的阿爸。
We thank you for your tremendous love for your people.
我们谢谢你对你的子民的无限的爱。
And in that love,
因着这个爱
，you never leave us in the dark.
你从来不把我们丢在黑暗中。
But you always seek us out to bring us into the light.
你总是找回我们，把我们带回到光明中。
And by your Spirit,
靠着你的圣灵
，give us understanding of your truth.
让我们对你的真理有所了解。
May we respond with faith in your word.
愿我们靠着你的话语有信心来回应。
With a new life in Christ.
也靠着耶稣基督我们有这个新的生命
assist us to not stumble one another
帮助我们让我们不要彼此绊倒
and to not carelessly sin ourselves
也帮助我们不要只是追求自己
for every Christian is so greatly loved and treasured by you
因为每一个基督徒都是你爱的你所珍视的
each of our lives was bought at the great price of the blood of Christ
我们中的每一个都是耶稣基督的宝血赎回的。
And to do wrong to a fellow Christian is to do wrong unto Christ yourself.
我们错待一个基督里的人，就等于是错待耶稣基督。
So have mercy, God.
所以神啊，对我们有怜悯。
And guide us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake.
因着你的名，引导我们走义路。
We pray and believe.
我们这样祷告相信。
By the precious name of Christ.
是借着耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now as a congregation we'll read Matthew chapter 18 verses 6 to 9.
让我们一起来读这个马太福音十八章六到九节。
First in English and then in Mandarin.
先用英语再用中文。
If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away.It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒。 绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
哦，对不起。
倘若你一只手或是一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。你缺一只手或是一只脚进入永生，强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它剜出来丢掉。你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里。
This is the living word of the living God.
这是我们的神的活生生的话语。
May all who have ears hear and be of faith.
让我们有耳的 就要来听。
From this passage,
从这段经文里，
we're giving this living, life-giving truth.
我们得到了这一个让我们得到生命的真理。
As followers of Jesus Christ,
身为耶稣基督的门徒，
we must safeguard against stumbling the little ones of Jesus Christ, ourselves included.
我们得谨慎防范，不绊倒包括我们自己在内的耶稣基督的小子们。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢？
It's all because these little ones, the true followers of Jesus Christ, are precious in God's sight.
因为这些小子们是耶稣基督真正的跟随者，他在耶稣的在神的眼里至为宝贵。
Greatly loved,
是被深爱的。
Greatly treasured,
是被宝贝的。
By the great God himself,
被这个伟大的神。
Each redeemed at the great price of the blood of Christ,
其中的每一个都是耶稣基督的宝血赎回的。
And critically, each a representative of Christ himself.
而且很重要的就是每一个人其实都代表着耶稣基督。
And so to render wrong unto a Christian is to render wrong unto Christ himself.
所以你对就是错在其中的一个就等于是错在我们的主耶稣。
As Jesus would remind his disciples,
当耶稣来提醒他的门徒们，
they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me.
当他们拒绝你的时候就是在拒绝我了。
And he encourages his disciples,
当耶稣鼓励他的门徒们，
When you do unto the least of the brothers, you do unto me.
当你坐在一个最小的小子身上的时候，就是坐在我身上。
Every single Christian is so intimately connected to Christ.
每一个基督徒都是亲密的和主连接在一起的。
That we have to safeguard our interactions with fellow Christians.
所以当我们与我们的基督徒弟兄姊妹相处的时候，我们要谨慎我们的言行。
So first and foremost, let us be clear on who these little ones are.
所以最重要的一点就是说谁是这些小子们。
Because we say, yeah, yeah, I know, be like the children.
有的人会说，哎，我知道，这些小子们是指的那些小孩子。
And oftentimes our picture shows up as, oh, so cute, so adorable.
很多时候我们的反应是，哎呀，这些小孩子好可爱啊，好让人心痛啊。
And I've also heard parents tell me, yeah, they're little monsters, but I love them.
我也听到父母们说，哎呀，这些小家伙好调皮，但是我还是爱他们。
And so we think, okay, to be like children is, yeah, we can still be like monsters, but God will still love me.
所以有的时候我们会想啊，就是做这个小子们，就是我们像小孩子一样，可以很调皮，可以做一些坏事，但是神还是爱着我们。
It's a very specific Western construct to think of children as innocent and cute.
其实是西方人一个特定的这种思维，他认为这个小孩子是非常纯洁的，是而不是说很可爱。是非常纯洁的，也很可爱。
But when Jesus tells us, look to the children and be like one.
当耶稣对门徒们说，看这些孩子们，你们要像他们一样。
He is celebrating their absolute dependence on their parents.
他其实是在强调这些孩子对父母的完全的信靠。
It's their dependence, not innocence, that Jesus refers us to.
所以耶稣强调的是这个孩子们的信靠，而不是他们的这种单纯无知。
And it is the ones who would totally depend themselves on God that are deemed as the little ones, but are also the greatest in the kingdom.
所以我们提到这个小子们，其实这个小孩子其实是那些完完全全的信靠神的这样的基督徒。
Because Jesus tells the disciples, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶稣也说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Because if we are to say we're the little children and innocent, and so we can go into the kingdom of heaven, the merit is on us.
因为如果我们说啊，我们是像小孩子一样天真无邪，所以我们得进天国，这样其实是在说这个功劳是我们自己。
Because I don't have the sin, I'm innocent. I don't have the sin, so there's no reason for God to block me out of the kingdom of heaven.
对，因为当说我们是小孩子的话，就是我们这么天真，我们一点罪都没有，所以。进到天国完全是我们的功劳。
But if we look throughout the Bible, we know that it is only by God's way that we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是当我们读了圣经之后，我们会明白是完全是靠着神的恩典，我们得以进天国。
So to become like little children is to know that I am fully dependent, in this case, on Christ to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以说我们什么叫做回转小孩子的样式，就是说我们完完全全的把我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上。
I'm to give up my personal control over my life.
我愿意放弃我对我自己生命的掌控。
And to have the Lord as the Lord of my life.
而接受耶稣基督作为我的生命的主。
And here Jesus says, it's you, the disciples. Me, the disciple. So Jesus says here, it's you, the disciples. It's me, the disciple.
所以耶稣就说是你们这些门徒，同时又是我。
我 Pastor Samuel.
Sorry. 所以我们的三名牧师也是其中的。
And I'm also a disciple. So it's not like you are the disciples and I am not because I'm here preaching and you are sitting. No. We are all the disciples.
所以我们在座的，无论是讲的还是听的，都是神的门徒。
And these little ones are true followers of Christ, meaning that it's not just mere verbal profession. I'm a Christian or Facebook status. I'm a Christian, but that there is life of Christ in us.
所以我们提到耶稣基督的门徒，不是说仅仅一个口头的宣告，或者是在那个什么脸书上写你的宗教信仰，说我是一个基督徒，而是说我们真正的我们的生命展现出来，我们是神的跟随者。
The life of a disciple is characterized by this vulnerability and humility of a child.
所以一个真正的耶稣基督门徒的这个生命呢，它是体现在我们这种软弱，我们这种像一个孩子一样的软弱和谦卑。
Because in stark contrast to what the disciples were thinking as greatest.
因为这个就是让耶稣当这些门徒们想到什么叫做伟大的。产生一个对比。
Jesus shocks them by saying that you are greatest when you're not the master, but that you are the little children.
耶稣基督的教导就是说，你们伟大的时候是你们像一个小孩子的时候，而不是作为一个这个
主人
的时候。
And it's not when you are in an exalted position, but when you are in a lowly position.
不是当你被高高举起的时候，而是你谦卑愿意居低位的时候。
The children or the little ones are great because they are in absolute trust of God.
这些孩子们是非常棒的，因为他们是完完全全的信靠神。
And for them to see a child as a symbol of greatness is a shock.
对这些门徒来说，他们看着小孩子，认为他们是伟大的。对他们来说，这是一个很有反常规的这么一种认识。
And for our times, it could be Jesus pointing to anyone who suffers from, let's say, debilitating illness.
这就好比说是在现在的时代，耶稣指着一个衰弱的一个生病的人来说，说他是最强壮的。
Because for someone who suffers debilitating illness, a person knows that.There's nothing that I can do, and everything that advances my life is dependent on others.
因为对于一个这种患有顽疾、日渐衰弱的人来说，他会知道靠着他自己做不了什么，他能所做出来的都是靠着神。
Like a song lyrics from the group Avalon.
这有一首歌词。
It says, "I don't want to go somewhere if I know that you're not there."
如果我知道你不在那里的话，我不愿意去。
Because I know that me, without you, God, is a lie.
因为我知道如果没有神，那么我的生命就是一个谎言。
Because Jesus is the truth.
因为耶稣是真理。
And if he's the only truth,
如果耶稣是唯一的真理，
the opposite is a lie.
那么他的对立面就是谎言。
Without Christ, we can't be a lie.
如果没有耶稣的话，我们的生命就是一个谎言。
And so the little ones are the disciples.
所以这些小孩子是真正的门徒。
And on the one hand, the little ones are redeemed by the hefty price that Jesus paid on the cross.
另一方面，这些小孩子是耶稣的付了沉重的代价买赎回来的。
And regarded as his own.
而且耶稣把他们视为己出。
And on the other hand,
从另一方面讲
，these little ones believe in Jesus as their salvation.
这些小孩子相信耶稣是他们的救赎。
Their only salvation.
是他们唯一的救赎。
And are therefore committed to just cling onto Jesus and rely on him.
所以他们就会很自然的去靠着耶稣，而且永远就是依靠着他。
Totally dependent on his guidance, his provision.
完全的信靠他的指引，信靠他的这个供应。
In the denying of themselves, in the taking up their cross, in the daily following of Christ.
而且他们就可以舍己，他们来背着自己的十字架来跟随耶稣。
And so, being esteemed by God as the greatest in the kingdom.
所以被神认作是天国中最大的。
It is then necessary that others are to also esteem the little ones just as God esteems them.
所以对于其他人来说，我们也要接受耶稣的这种观点，就是把这些小孩子的样式的，只有小孩子样子的人看作是最大的。
We're not, at least for Christians, we're not to go, no, 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 God, you got that wrong.
我们作为基督徒不能说啊，神啊，你这样想是不对的。
Do you know that that brother or that sister, oh man.
我们会对神说啊，你知道那个弟兄或者那个姐妹，哎呀，太差了。
And God would probably point us back to.Matthew 18 and say, "Have you read my word?"
耶稣神可能会让我们回到马太福音18:6-9说，你读了我的话语了吗
？And Apostle Paul does that because even though the Corinthian church was a mess, he called them the saints of Christ.
这个圣徒保罗呢，也是就是完全接受了神的这样的看法，即使那个哥林多教会有很多的问题，但他仍然是把他们看作是神所挚爱的。
So God esteems the believers of Christ as the greatest in the kingdom.
所以神把耶稣基督的跟随者看作是天国中最大的。
And it is necessary that everyone does so also.
所以我们在座的每一位也要有这样的思想。
And at the same time, the little ones are to esteem themselves as God esteems them.
同样的，这些小孩子小子们也要用神的眼光来看自己。
So the same way we don't go to God and like, no, 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 God, you got it wrong.
同理，我们也不能到神面前说，神啊，你这样想是错的。
Look at my grades, look at my temper.
看看我的看看我的白头发，看看我的弱点。
I don't even like myself. How can you like me?
我都不喜欢我自己，你怎么可能喜欢呢？
But then God will tell us.It is the dependence on Christ that brings us into His pleasure.
神的回答也是因着耶稣基督的救赎，你是至为宝贵的。
And so in verses 6-9,
所以在6-9里边
，it becomes an encouragement to a Christian as well as a warning.
这些话语既是对基督徒的一个鼓励，其实也是一个警告。
In verses 6-7, it tells us that God loves His own and will enact His justice on behalf of His people.
在6-7说到，神爱他自己的子民，所以呢，对那些错待他子民的人，他会进行公义的审判。
So Jesus is very real. He's saying, "Well, you know that there is sin, and there are those through whom sin will come through."
耶稣在这里是非常直率的，就是说你知道罪恶，然后也知道如何借着这种作为这种管道，这个罪恶进入这个世界。
But I will hold them accountable.
但是我会让那些作恶的人受到惩罚。
But in verses 8-9, Jesus also pins the responsibility on every single Christian.
但是在8-9呢，耶稣也让每一个基督徒要承担起自己的责任来。
That if we profess to be His followers.
如果我们宣称我们是他的跟随者
，then we are to be dependent on him in our vigilance against sin.
我们也必须要信靠他，而且我们要警惕这个 罪恶。
Because when we are in that combat against sin,
当我们和罪恶作战的时候，
we demonstrate our humble dependence on God.
我们展现了我们对神的谦卑的依赖。
So Jesus says there's great responsibility on the world and on anyone toward the great little ones.
所以耶稣说，整个世界对于这些小子们有这个不要绊倒他们的责任。
Verse 6 is one of those verses that make us do a double take on Jesus Christ.
这个六到九节就让我们更多的思想耶稣的这个话语。
Because in verse 6, we will say, wait, did Jesus really say that? Does he really think that? Why would he even say such a mind-boggling thing?Verse
6. 在这个第六节呢，我们会很惊讶，就是说耶稣为什么会这样的一个让我们感到很惊诧的这么一个陈述。
So we have to have a disclaimer here. Jesus is not advocating suicide or murder.
在这里呢，我们要明白，耶稣并不是说我们应该自杀或者是去杀人。
But he's giving us this very vivid imagery to tell us something of a deeper truth of the spiritual reality.
耶稣其实是用这么一个活灵活现的画面来提醒我们一些属灵的教导。
Because he tells us that it would be better.
因为他告诉我们这样做是更好的。
Meaning that he's trying to bring out a comparison to show the severity of causing a disciple to sin.
是因为他接下来要引到一个就是因为绊倒别人而导致的非常糟糕的这么一个惩罚。
Because in a way we would think, what's so bad about stumbling out to just get up?
因为有的时候我们会说绊倒有什么关系啊，站起来就是了。
But wow, to have a millstone around your neck and to definitely drown in the sea, that's terrible.
但是呢，它这个画面就让我们会比较谨慎，因为你想想看，把一个大磨石拴在你的颈项上，然后沉在深海里，是一个必死无疑的结局。
So it really is trying to, Jesus is trying to wake us up to the fact that we are ignorant about the severity of sin.
所以耶稣是用这个很画面感强烈的这个例子来惊醒我们，让我们认识到这个结局的可怕。
We may not think that causing someone to sin is actually worse than drowning in such a way.
因为我们很可能不会认为绊倒别人比那个在深海里淹死更糟糕。
But Jesus is telling us, no, the real spiritual reality is that you're making someone.Separate themselves from God, and that is the worst thing you can ever do to anyone.
而耶稣是向我们指出来，当你绊倒一个人，使得他与神远离的话，这是一个非常非常严重的罪。
Because causing a disciple to sin,
因为让一个门徒来跌倒
is to cause a disciple to be in separation from God, in rebellion against God.
让一个门徒犯罪，其实就让他来背逆神，让他来远离神。
And so, to anyone who thinks that they could get away by causing a disciple to sin, think again.
所以，任何一个人认为他绊倒别人而不用负责的话，这种人要三思了。
In other words, take sin very, very, very seriously, for God is holy, holy, holy.
换一个角度讲，就是说，因为神是如此的圣洁、圣洁、圣洁，所以我们对待罪要非常、非常、非常的严肃、小心。
A disciple is one who is learning to be humbly dependent on God.
一个门徒是在学习如何谦卑的信靠神。
To sin is to reject the need for humble dependence on God and to lose the commitment toward God.
而当他犯罪的时候，他就是拒绝这个对神的单纯的信靠，而走自己的路。
When we sin, there's a U-turn back to our own reliance for our own self-seeking, for our own self-loving.
而当一个人犯罪的时候呢，就好像一个180度的大转弯，他回归到寻求自己的益处来，寻找自己的骄傲的这样的一个。
And so to cause a disciple to sin.
所以来造成一个门徒犯罪
is to disregard the preciousness of the eternal destiny of the disciple.
你就是无视他在永生中的结局这么严重。
It is no different from wishing upon a disciple the path of eternal destruction.
你绊倒一个人，其实就是等于让他就是类似于你让他去永久的灭亡。
And how is that not evil?
这难道不是一个很邪恶的事吗？
How can that not be taken seriously?
这个怎么能不被我们来慎重的来对待？
Because in the same way, there should be no gladness in seeing any athlete running the race, the hurdles, and tripping up.
就同样的，当我们看到一个运动员跨栏的时候摔倒，难道我们不会谨慎吗？不来同情他吗？
But rather, it is supposed to be good that we see everyone complete the race.
我们更希望的是每一个人都能够顺利地完成他的比赛。
And here, when Jesus says causes the disciple to sin.
所以耶稣在这里说使得这些门徒犯罪。
It is not this one-off incident.
这个并不是一次性的这么一种偶发事件。
But then it is continuous.
它是一个持续不断的。
The temptation is always there to bring the disciple out of this faith journey.
等于他这里用的是一般现代时，表示的就是说你让他绊倒，就是一个持续不断的、总在发生的这么一个状况。
And so Christ, who is the lover of our souls,
耶稣基督是爱我们的灵魂。
He would speak fairly against anything and anyone who would attempt or even dream to rob our souls of the eternal reconciliation with God.
所以耶稣对那些让我们跌倒让我们在永生中无份的人他是一个很公平的这么一个很公义的这么一个审判。
So he says, woe to the world.
所以他说这个世界有祸了。
Because the world is governed by sin.
因为这个世界是被罪所辖制的。
And it's only natural that in a sin-saturated world, there will be this always, this draw to say, come out of the kingdom of heaven.
所以对于这个有罪的世界他很自然的是想要吸引基督徒离开那个圣洁的天国而进到这个罪恶的世界里来。
And so Jesus says, such things must come.
所以耶稣说绊倒人的事是免不了的。
All these external factors, yeah, they swirl.
我们这个外部世界就是很自然有这个倾向。
But Jesus says, woe to the person through whom they come.
但是耶稣说那些绊倒人的有祸了。
Because these things, yeah, they are around, but they also channel through people who can make decisions.
确实这个世界是邪恶的，但是是借着某些人作为一个管道，使得这个罪恶临到。
So unbelief is expected.
这个世界拒绝神，不信神，这个是我们期待的。
It shouldn't be a surprise because no one will see God.
这个并不是什么惊讶的事，因为没有人去主动寻求神。
As Paul writes in Romans.
因为保罗在罗马书中已经这样写过。
But here Jesus says, think about this.
但是在这里耶稣说到，你来思想这样的事。
The one who set the law of the land, for example, to allow immorality and murder.
就好比说有的人他制定这样的法律来允许谋杀。
Or a person with perhaps influence promotes discrimination.
或者一个人他来促进这种歧视
maybe normalize evil and violence through their writings, through their media, through their presence
或者是通过写作或者是一些媒体来使得这个罪恶暴力合法化
continuously do so
而且是一种持续不断的常规的这样做的话
such that even the disciples of Christ start to waver and think maybe that's the way
甚至导致一些门徒们会在犹豫说啊，也许这样的是是正确的路。
The fearsome judgment of God awaits.
神的那可怕的审判等着这些人。
That Jesus will hold accountable to the world, will hold the world accountable as well as those who act as advocates or agents through which the sin will come through.
所以耶稣会让那些人负责这个罪恶的世界以及那个为这个罪恶的世界做代言人的。
So part of why we need to pray for the leaders of anywhere.
这也就是为什么我们要经常的祷告来求神带领。
It's because we are also concerned for their eternal destiny before God.
我们也要为众人代祷，因为我们也为他们在永生中的结局来关心。
It's not just about.Oh, this law affects me. I don't like it.
不是仅仅是说，哎呦，这条法律影响到我，我不喜欢它。
But these lawmakers,
而是这些制定法律的人。
These trendsetters,
这些犯罪的人。
Trendsetters, 引导潮流的人。They will be held accountable before Christ.
因为他们终有一天会在耶稣面前来为自己的所作所为负责。
I was in seminary school and all of a sudden there was this moment where I shuddered.
我在神学院的时候有一次我忽然就是很震惊。
Because I was thinking, wow, There is a law in Singapore that prohibits the spreading of gospel to Muslims.
因为在新加坡有一道法律，就是说禁止向穆斯林传福音。
So yes, Christians will continue to engage and befriend Muslims.
基督徒还是可以和穆斯林来做朋友。
But how scary it is for the one who set that law in place.
但是这个制定法律不让向穆斯林传福音的人，这个人是将来的结局多么可怕。
When you come before God, what is there to even say?
当你有一天站在耶稣的审判台前的时候，你来怎么为自己辩解呢？
With one single law, you are encouraging the path towards eternal hell.
制定这样的法律，你就是在促进这些穆斯林走向永远的灭亡。
It is daunting.
非常的令我诧异。
And we have seen that trend also in our nation, America. Well, not some of your nation, not mine, but in America.
我们在美国其实也看到了类似的潮流。
Verses 6 to 7 continues to be true today.
这个第六到第七节所描述的在今天也是一直在发生的。
There are some leaders that we celebrate.
有一些领导人我们是非常的庆祝尊敬。
But as Christians, we have to be very careful. Are we celebrating right?
但是作为基督徒们，我们要自问，我们所庆祝的对吗？
Because Jesus has his biblical teachings.
因为耶稣有这些圣经的教导。
Woe to the world.
这个世界有祸了。
And woe to the person through whom the things, the temptations come through.
而且那些就是通过某些人这个罪，这个诱惑降临，这样的人也有祸了。
And Jesus knows that even as Christians, as ardent followers of Him, we are still battling sin.
耶稣也知道我们作为他的跟随者，其实我们还是在与罪恶作战。
So in our sinful nature, we could be like, yeah, of course, it's always them. So, you know, I fell because they.
所以我们作为这个我们有罪的本性，我们很自然的会说啊，我之所以犯罪或者跌倒，是因为别人。
So.In verses 8 to 9,
所以在八到九节
Jesus was quick to highlight the great responsibility of his great little ones.
所以耶稣呢也特别强调了这些小子们你们自己的责任
That God will not excuse Christians who precariously dance with sin.
神不会轻饶那些就是漫不经心的与罪为伍的人
Because such carelessness towards sin, as Jesus describes, brings near the reality of hell.
也正是因为这种对罪不当回事的这种态度，使得这个地狱就是好像离我们很近。
On the one hand, Jesus is not saying that you will lose your salvation.
一方面来说，耶稣并不是说因此你会失去你的救恩。
But on the other hand, he prompts us to think it was your salvation true to begin with.
另一方面呢，耶稣也在挑战我们，就是说你是不是真正的得到了救恩
？Because it is as if you rather live in hell if you precariously sin.
因为当你这种漫不经心的与罪为伍的时候，你其实就像是生活在地狱里。
You rather godlessness than the holiness of God.
你更愿意选择这种没有神
的一个状态 ，Yeah.
Okay.
不是选择神的圣洁。And even the little ones have us, the little ones, have such great responsibility because we should know inside out how evil and devastating sin is.
因为我们作为耶稣的跟随者，我们应该知道这个罪恶会带来多么可怕的灾难。
Yes, woe to the world because it's sin saturated.
是的，这个世界有祸了，因为它是罪所充满的。
But we know, Christians, we do know about sin.
但是作为基督徒来说，我们知道罪是怎么回事。
And so the great responsibility of the great little ones of Christ.
所以我们这些小子们，我们也有一个很大的责任。
The history of Genesis 3 should not be repeated.
在创世纪第三章所描述的所记录的那些事实不应该再重演。
Meaning the blame game should not happen again.
我们不应该再互相指责。
We are not to say, oh, it's all Facebook's fault because you know all those posts that come through. I'm just scrolling.
我们不能说啊，我之所以跌倒犯错是因为这个脸书。
Except that Christ, who is smarter than all of us, would say, well, you have your privacy controls.
而耶稣早就指出来，你们有权利来选择如何过这种私密的时光。
How do we come before God and say, well, they put it in a movie, so you know it's there?
我们怎么到神面前说，哎呀，我之所以半跌倒，是因为看了那些电影，他们放了那么多不堪的东西。
I'm not in charge of it, so I shouldn't be held responsible.
我又没有资格来管这个电影怎么拍，所以我不应该负责。
Except that Jesus here tells us, well, the eyes are yours.
但是耶稣说，眼睛是你自己的，你可以控制看什么不看什么。
And so it's all whoever's fault. This blame game will not be admissible as a valid reason.
所以这个我们跌倒是因为这个还是那个，这个在神面前不成为理由。
Again, here when Jesus tells us, when it causes us to stumble, whether it's our hands or foot or eyes.
所以在这里耶稣对我们说，不管是你的眼睛还是手还是脚，使得你跌倒的话。
It's not one of those oops incidents. It's not a one-off.
在这里他不是用的那种就是偶然发生的那种一次性的。
But it's a continuous engagement such that we start to walk astray in our path of faith.
所以它这个时态还是一般现在是表现是的，是因为你的手眼或者是脚是一个持之以恒的，不断的让你犯同样的罪。
And Jesus brings us into awareness that in Him.
耶稣给我们指出，在他里面。
When we trust in Christ.
当我们完全的信靠主耶稣。
One, we have discernment.
首先我们有这个辨别力。
Two, we have ability.
第二，我们有这个能力。
Because Jesus says, okay, if your hand, foot, or eye, meaning that there is a discernment of the source through which the evil comes through.
当耶稣提到你的手或者脚或者是眼睛的时候，这里就其实就是说你应该有这个辨别力，让你知道这个罪的来源是什么。
And on the other hand, you have the ability to cut, to throw, and to gouge.
第二方面就是我们有这个能力，我们可以把它砍下来，可以挖出来。
So we have the ability, and we are also required then to root out the source and have nothing to do with it, because you're supposed to throw it away.
所以我们有这个能力来断绝这个犯罪的根源。
You don't put it up in your own personal museum and say, "Look, this is the path that I've walked through."
你并不是把所有的这些东西放在一个小的展览馆里边说，这是我所经过的路。
But no, you trash it like you would trash vomit.
相反，你要把它就像垃圾一样丢弃。
So to carelessly and persistently sin in particular areas as a Christian is then to be deemed worthy of fearsome divine judgment.
所以一个基督徒，如果你是持续不断的被同样的事情绊倒来，持续不断的犯罪的话，那么你就要面临着属天的审判。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢？
Because to persistently sin.
因为你持续不断的犯罪。
In a particular area.
在一个特定的一个事情上。
And even without that desire nor the attempt to change.
你根本没有这个欲望或者这个试图来要改变自己。
To be transformed into the image of Christ.
让你的生命更新像耶稣一样。
Is essentially to declare that the heart continues to desire to sin over the pleasure of God.
也就是在表明了你的心其实是在持续不断的追寻罪，而不是愿意跟随神。
Is to declare that I do not believe in the power of God to overcome sin or even to battle.
也就是在说我不相信神能够给我这个力量来战胜罪。
And I choose godlessness and the absence of God as my way of life.
我就其实在选择我过一个没有神的生活。
And in summary, if we look back at all those declarations,
我们再做一个总结。
Even if we don't profess it, our life shows it.
如果即使我们嘴上不承认，我们的生命其实已经展现出来。
Then we show that we are in no way different from someone who does not believe in God.
我们这样持续犯罪的话，就是和一个不信主的人没有任何区别。
That sure, I will carry the title of a Christian, but evidentially in my life, I'm dead in transgressions and not alive to Christ.
虽然我们口头上宣称我们是基督徒，但我们其实还是死在罪恶过犯之中。
And again, we have to make that disclaimer.
我们要做这样的宣告。
Jesus is not advocating actual mutilation nor sinless perfection.
在这里呢，耶稣并不是说我们就应该真的是砍去自己的肢体，或者说要求我们必须是毫无瑕疵。
But that these vivid imageries are loud clanging warnings against a casual attitude towards sin and it's calling us into action.
而这里呢，耶稣其实更多的是让我们对这种漫不经心、持续犯罪有一个警觉，而且要采取行动。
It's as if trying to wake someone up in a deep sleep with firecrackers.
就好比说你放鞭炮，让一个沉睡的人突然醒过来。
To make sure that you're really awake.
耶稣用这样强烈的话是确保我们真正的听进去了。
And this was something that a friend said to me years ago.
很多年前一个朋友这样对我说
like, You don't wake someone up with firecrackers
说你要不醒来 你要是不醒来的话我们就要放鞭炮了
And that imagery has stayed
这个画面好像就让我牢牢的在留在脑海里
And Jesus in such figurative language prompts us to have to think sin really is something not to be casual with
所以在这里耶稣也是用这种砍掉你的手挖掉你的眼睛这样强烈的画面来提醒我们我们不可以对罪漫不经心
He's calling us into this rigorous action
耶稣也要我们来采取积极的行动
To battle sin
来和罪作战
In full trust that he is with us in this battle
而且在这种作战中我们要有足够的信心是神与我们同在
For example, to rigorously bear the spiritual fruit of self-control
就好比说我们接触这种自我节制的果子。
So we might think that, oh, the moment I believe in Christ, ding, you know, some magic happens and I'm totally clean.
我们不是说当我们信主一刹那就好像有一个魔术一样我们就变得完美了。
As if like the magic eraser.
就像是那种一种神奇的橡皮擦一样。
But we know that we are made totally clean in the future.
但是我们要确信将来有一天我们会靠着神我们变得完美
But in this time
但是在这个过程中
We can live out that new life
我们可以慢慢地活出这个新生命
And that new life includes this trust in God That he will never forsake us
这个新生命就包含着对神的信靠我们相信神永远不会撇弃我们
That sometimes it can God can bring about the miraculous healing And all of a sudden the particular sin that entices us is nothing at all
有的时候神在我们的生命中制造奇迹然后这个罪就不成问题
Yeah But there are times We also have to think that it is a miracle That God continues to stay with us As we battle through perhaps Lifelong battles against sin
就是神与我们同在长达一生之久来帮助我们战胜这个罪
Because that is also a miracle.
这个本身就是一个奇迹。
And so, I put it out to myself, to everyone.
所以
anyone has already completed the battle against pride.
所以我在这里挑战自己，也挑战大家。我们任何一个人已经打完了那个与战打完了那个和罪作战那个仗吗？与罪作战的那个仗吗
？And the difference will be.We're trusting in God to take us through.
这个微妙的差别就在于我们相信神会带领我们走过这个。
And as we look back in our lives, we'll see that, wow, God, you have grown me.
当我们回顾我们人生的时候，我们会发出这样的感慨，就是说，神啊，你真的改变了我。
Versus the world will tell you, just do some yoga, eat some good food, walk in the woods, you'll be fine.
而不是说这个世界所提供的，哎呀，你来做做瑜伽，到森林里走一走，然后你就会没事了。
One thing that we have to be very aware of is that one, we are dependent on Christ to really fight.
我们作为基督徒必须要明确一件事，就是我们必须要完全的信靠神。
And that we know that our righteousness comes from Christ.
而且我们也知道我们的那一点点义是来自于神的。
But the worldly way is to use the good things that God has given us.Never regard him and still think that this is my work.
而这个世界的方式呢，就是说我们是不错的，我们可以做到这一切。
There's this particular moment. Well, there was quite a period of time in on the campus. Well, around the campus of my seminary school.
大概是我在读神学院的时候，在校园里。
Right in front of school, there's a bus stop.
在学校前面有一个公共汽车站。
And in Singapore, almost every single surface is money.
在新加坡，你任何都要坐任何车都要花钱。
Surface 都是赚钱的机会啊哈。And so you see advertisements all over the place.
所以你看到这个到处都是广告。
on every, even like ceiling tiles, you'd be like, oh, okay. And underneath the escalator, all that, you know, you get advertisements.
就是什么电梯上啊，墙壁上到处都是广告。
And so in this bus stop right in front of our school.
在这个学校前的这个公共汽车站。
For some reason.
因为某个原因。
There was a poster.
有那么一张大广告。
That every time you walk out of the main entrance and you make a right, we generally make a right turn to go to the food center.
你每次出来往右边拐要去食堂的时候
，That poster has very inviting but not pure images on it.
这个广告呢是有一个很吸引人，但是并不是很圣洁的这么一个信息。
And at that point in time, my classmates and I were discussing this like, wow, right in front of seminary school, really.
那个时候呢，我的同学和我们就经常说，哎呀，这个正在一个神学院前有这样的广告。
But it was a good thing.
但是呢，其实是一件好事。
In the sense that we are really taught what it means that if the eye is the source of the evil, that causes you to stumble.
因为这个广告其实也提醒我们，如果你的眼睛真的就是使得你犯罪，使得你跌倒的话。
Really exercise that control and overcome.
那么你就运用你的这个自制来避免。
The first time when you don't know it, you just, oh my Lord, forgive me and move on.
你第一次你不经意看到的时候，你可以说哦，神啊，对不起，我不应该，就是你可以忽视忘掉这件事，继续往前。
Second time, ah, I forgot. Okay.
第二次又看见，你可以说哎呀，不小心忘记了。
But you could also start telling your friends.
但是你也可以开始告诉你的朋友们。
Mutual accountability.
我们要对自己的行为负责。
互相守望。And say, hey, let's take the longer route and take that exit because, you know, you won't fall into that problem.
所以我们就可以互相提醒我们走另外一个出口而避免看到那个。
Or, all right, we're walking out, let's all look down on the ground and we know our way.
或者就是说我们一块儿出去我们都看着地然后。
Because we know that before our Lord, we can't say, oh, you know what, they put it there, and therefore, you know, and you gave me eyes, so what am I supposed to do?
Because we can't go to God's face and say, hey, they put it there, so what?
We are only kidding ourselves if we think that will work with God.
If we think God will accept such an explanation, we are lying.
Oh, will He forgive us? Yes, He will when we confess our sins.
当我们承认自己错误的时候罪恶的时候是的神会原谅我们
But there's something different if you say oh, for the whole week I'm just going to abuse grace and say I'm going to enjoy and ask for forgiveness Hey, you know, I'm smart I get the best of both worlds
但是呢你不能说是我整个一周都去看这些不该看的东西而且说哎，神的恩典够用会原谅我
That means that we have not understood what it means for Jesus to have died on the cross for our sins
如果我们持这样态度的话，就是说明我们不了解耶稣在十字架上为我们所付出的。
Because shocking as the words of Jesus Christ were，
在这里耶稣的教导是如此的让人惊讶。
When it comes to drowning or when it comes to physical disfigurement，
当耶稣提到在深海里淹死，提到砍去你的腿、手脚等等。
It was He whose body was so horrifically broken for our eternal shalom。
但事实上是耶稣他自己成就了我们永生里边的平安。
It was He who became sin so that we will no longer be separated from God because He was separated from God for our behalf.
而是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪付上代价，使得我们可以永远的和神在一起。
So when we come to the foot of the cross, looking at our dying Christ and say, "Well, you know, I enjoy this and thank you for saving me. Goodbye."
所以到如果我们到这个在十字架上受死的耶稣面前来说哦，谢谢你为我做了这些但是我同时也 很享受我那些罪再见
That will not work
这样是不可以的
Because such is the horrors of sin And if we do that That is the abuse of grace
因为罪是如此的邪恶可怕如果我们这样做的话我们就是在滥用神的恩典。
We have deceived ourselves into thinking, oh, since grace abounds more, then we should sin more so that God's grace can be more.
我们不能够说啊，我们神的恩典够用，我们罪越多，恩典就越多，所以我们就继续犯罪吧。
That was what Paul rebuked against.
这是保罗大加抨击的。
Most definitely not is what Paul said.
保罗说断乎不可。
Because we have not then understood what grace is, we have not understood what salvation is. That means that we need that repentance.
因为那样做的话，就是表明我们根本不了解什么是救恩，什么是神的恩典。我们必须要为此来认罪悔改。
We are ignorantly and arrogantly trying to use God rather than being dependent on Him.
我们那样行的话，就是非常傲慢的、非常无知的来利用神，而不是完完全全的信靠顺服他。
So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，as we prepare to partake in the Holy Communion,
接下来我们要准备领受圣餐。
Even looking ahead towards Good Friday and Easter Sunday,
我们也展望将要来临的受难日、复活节。
These are strong words from Christ.
我们今天学习的是神的强烈的话语
，but life-saving words.
但是也是给我们生命的。
And we are to take heart, or take to heart these strong words from Christ.
我们把这些强烈的词语记在我们心中。
For all of us who may still be struggling to think, does God love me fully?
对于我们中间的某些人，可能还在思索，就是神是不是真的爱我。
May we know that we are the precious great little ones of Jesus Christ.
希望我们知道，我们就是神眼中那些。宝贵的那些可爱的小子们。
And it is part of the maturation of our faith to esteem ourselves as God esteems us.
当我们用神的眼光来看待自己的时候，就是我们属灵生命的一个成熟成长的过程。
That as we learn to place our humble dependence on Him for all of life.
当我们学习着把全人带到神面前来信靠他的时候。
That God really does love us fully.
我们认识到神真真切切的完全的爱我们。
He has given us Christ fully.
他把耶稣完全的赐给我们。
And Jesus Christ will go on to tell the disciples about the parable of that one sheep.
在这个接下来的经文中，耶稣讲到了那个丢失的那只羊。
That one lost sheep that the shepherd will just go out and seek and bring back to the fold and rejoice greatly.
仅仅丢了一只羊，但是这个牧羊人。会去出去寻找他，然后把他带回来，然后大家一起欢呼庆祝。
Jesus Christ tells us that every Christian is precious in His sight.
耶稣告诉我们，每一个基督徒在他眼中都看为至宝。
That He will seek to bring us back, no matter how lost we are.
不管我们是迷失的如何厉害，他都会把我们带回来。
Do you and I believe that for all of life?
我们相信这一点吗？
And it is only righteous that we then give manifold thanksgiving to God in return.
我们给神这个全然的感恩，这是一个很自然的事。
Because it is by the cross that He gives us the salvation we do not deserve.
因为是在因为借着十字架，神给了我们所我们不配的这种救恩。
And that He wipes clean the unpayable debt that we do deserve.
而且他把我们所欠的罪债。
So later, as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
所以当我们吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候
let us give thanks.
让我们来献上感恩
For we have once and for all been invited to enjoy the feast from the Lord.
因为我们已经被邀请到天国享与神来享受这个盛宴
And at the same time,
与此同时
may we know also,
让我们也知道
that as the precious great little ones of Christ.
作为神的所宝贵的这些小子
that we are to neither stumble others nor carelessly cause ourselves to stumble.
我们不要去绊倒别人，我们也不要自己漫不经心的跌倒。
Let us not incur the righteous wrath of God by becoming the channels through which the temptations of the world enter into our fellowship in Christ.
让我们不要做那个管道，使得罪恶进入到我们的这个会堂里来。不要让我们不要去引起激起神的愤怒。
Because Jesus does say, "Woe to the person through whom these temptations come."
因为耶稣说那些绊倒人的有祸了。
To anyone who would stumble the little ones.
任何一个绊倒别人的人有祸了。
So what is it that we think and say to one another?
所以我们就是对彼此说些什么，想些什么。
What is it that we wear?
我们穿些什么
What is it that we share online?
我们在网上分享什么
That is stumbling rather than edifying.
我们思想一下所有的这些我们是在绊倒人还是在启迪人
In our reflection, are we more an agent of worldly temptations or an agent of God's holiness?
我们是在倡导这种不义呢，还是在把神的圣洁带给我们身边的人？
And do we have to also ask ourselves?
我们也要自问。
Do we drown ourselves in a sea of self-justification?
我们是不是把自己淹没在一个自以为意的海洋中？
Against the trickles of God's truth on my God-given conscience.
而神的真理呢，相比之下不过是一个细小的水流。
Do I open wide the door for sin to enter through all my different life choices?
我们是不是借着我们不同的选择，让我们的这个心门大开，让这个罪可以长驱直入？
Do I even have the desire to be humbly dependent on God, to exalt Him above the love that I have for myself or for even these sins that entices?
我们是不是谦卑地信靠神，把它放在我们的享乐、我们的爱好之上？
It is only righteous that we would desire our faith in Christ to be shown to be authentic.
我们必须是完全地信靠神来敬慕他，我们的生命才可以越来越像他。
So may our faith, may this commitment and this trust that we have in the words and works of Jesus Christ be shownto be true in our lives.
愿我们的生命可以真正地彰显出神的美善和荣耀。
And so when we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
所以当我们吃这个饼喝这个杯,
let us also repent.
让我们也在神面前认罪。
And we seek God's forgiveness for our willful sins.
让我们为自己任意妄为的罪来求神饶恕。
And call on God to display His magnificent power perfectly in our weaknesses.
我们也求神在我们的软弱上，让他的刚强，让他的能力得到完全的彰显。
Let us learn then to love one another sacrificially, just as Christ has loved us.
让我们也学习用耶稣的爱来无私的来彼此相爱。
Right now, let us invite the Holy Spirit to take us through some time of reflection as we prepare ourselves to eat the Lord's bread and drink the Lord's cup.
接下来让我们有一点点静默的时间，来邀请圣灵在我们心中做工。